Hello.
Hey, Dave. It's Andrew from Heather's Inn in Brisbane. How you doing?
Living the dream. Rock on.
That's the way. Alrighty, let's get stuck into it.
No worries.
Who came up with the initial idea for updating the songs?
Oh, look, we were doing those Zoom meetings. Band meetings are the thing I hate the most about being in a band. But then we started Zooming just to stay in touch with each other, and yeah, it was just hatched while we were kicking around ideas about what we're going to do to fill the void that was left, you know, our touring and recording schedule was taken away.
Sure. And out of the songs you recorded, like, they all sound amazing. You know, Shiver takes on, like, a bit of a new meaning now. Was there any songs that didn't make the cut?
No, we decided on those ones straight up because we'd never used the technology before, so we wanted to make sure it was that we make it as simple as possible for ourselves rather than having to go in and learn new stuff. So yeah, we just picked those five songs. Specifically, the one we really wanted to do was a friend of mine with Paulie singing, because he didn't do that on the original recording. He didn't sing the lead vocal, but he's been doing it at gigs for the last 3 or 4 years, you know, and everyone loves it. So it was great to give that one a kind of a different spin as well.
Sure, and you've got a new guy behind the kit as well. He's sort of a man of many bands himself. So how's that transition been?
Yeah, Cam's unreal. He's a consummate professional, as you say. He's been in Rogue Traders, and I think we met him. The first time we met him was a band called Mater. I don't know if you remember those guys, early 2000s. So we met him when he was playing with those guys, and you know, bumped into him over the years and stuff. And yeah, it was great when he said he could step into the breach. He's a fantastic drummer and a great bloke as well.
So does that mean the band might start looking at some new material soon?
Yes, definitely. Well, once we realised that we could get a recording, or a bunch of recordings that sounded like we were in a studio together, that was the amazing job that Steve James, our producer, did. We've recorded an extra song, which is a brand new song. It's the first new Jet song we've recorded in about, I guess, 3 years, maybe 4 years. So that's very exciting. We're all really stoked with that and pumped with the way it came out. So it just kind of, now we know, you know, I hope this shit finishes sooner rather than later, but at least we know we can actually come up with new music and record it in that fashion. So it's worked out unreal for us, really.
And like, new music's important. Like, of course, with the big AC/DC announcement yesterday. Do you hope that people being sort of forced away from the live arena and to revisit actual music again might see people investing in more physical product and actually investing more in bands again?
Yeah, look, I mean, I think I think as far as, you know, bands realising that, you know, you can come up with all kinds of excuses while you're not recording and stuff like that, whether that be touring or whatever. But I think the old make hay while the sun shines ethos is going to come into play. I think it's going to be a great time over the next 2-3 years for the Australian live scene, because I don't think even when they relax the kind of the laws, the quarantine laws and that, I can't see big American bands saying, let's go around the other side of the world and do a tour and hope that another virus doesn't hit and we don't get stuck in Australia for the rest of our lives, you know. I think bands might be getting it, will become a little bit gun-shy. So, you know, in the make hay while the sun shines thing, I think Australian bands really got to get out there. And I think, you know, venues, the ones that survive, are going to realise that they really need to get behind local acts and help them out.
So is there any up-and-coming local acts that have really caught your ear?
None for a while, actually. I did hear a song the other day that sounded mighty. It was on Triple M. It was called House of Hands, or...
Oh, yeah.
Hands of a House, something. And I heard that song and I thought that sounded pretty good. And that, is it the DMAs? I mean, they're already kind of kicking goals all over the joint anyway. But, no, because I haven't been out on tour, we haven't kind of had any support acts or anything like that with us. So it's hard to keep abreast of the new up-and-comers.
Okay. And, like, you think about what's going to come back, and for me, I think we're going to see things like the Aussie festivals coming back.
Mm.
So you've been mainstays on things like Red Hot Summer Tour, which I've been lucky to see you on a couple of times. How would you describe Red Hot Summer Tour and things at to people that have never been?
Oh, that's just fantastic. I mean, basically, it's all the bands that anywhere from the 70s to the 90s. The one we were just on before this all went to crap was The Living End, Hunters and Collectors, James Rain, The Angels, Spray the Animals, Boom Crash Offer was just unreal. And everyone's just out there to you know, play their best songs. And even though, you know, we're all been around a while, everyone still wants to be the best band on the day. So it's just a great atmosphere. I absolutely love them. Dwayne McDonald, who came up with that, with the whole process, is a genius. They're great to be involved in.
And backstage, it's kind of like the school playground, isn't it, for you guys?
Indeed. I mean, it's great fun. And the fact that we were doing, you know, like two a week, you know, meant it really felt like we were on a real tour, you know. So, you know, back in the days, obviously, you'd be doing 5 and 6 nights a week, but it was just fantastic to hang out with everyone, and missing everyone greatly over the last 6 months, because even when we're not on those tours, you bump into people in airport lounges and, you know, service stations and stuff like that. So yeah, it's been I think it's been pretty hard on all of you guys and the crews out there.
Got any bucket list bands that Dwayne hasn't popped on one of those tours yet?
Well, I'd love Chisel.
Yeah.
I'd love to get Chisel. I've done plenty of runs with Barnsley and Mossy, but I've never ever played with Chisel, so that'd have to be top of the bucket list.
Okay, and talking of touring, you've been on some pretty massive tours from, well, I'm remembering early 2000s, a couple of big arena tours. What's been that one band that you go, wow, they actually didn't treat us like shit? It was lovely.
Well, look, Kiss were just brilliant to us on the two or three tours that we've done with them. I can specifically remember two occasions where we just, at the start of tours, where Paul Stanley came in and welcomed everyone and thank you for being on the tour. We've heard so much about you guys. We love your music. So he was just as gracious as all get out. So, and, you know, I was a mad Kiss fan from when I was a kid. And the great thing about the Kiss concerts, where you look out in the crowd and kids are looking at that Kiss and they're not going, oh, look, they look old. They just look like Kiss. it was great. They were great tours to do. And I actually tried to get a bit of Gene Simmons' blood on me off the stage a couple of times, but that congeals really heavily.
It's gross shit, man. You don't want it. It's horrible shit. Has the band got any plans to sort of release any archival material, like demos or live shows in the future?
I'm not sure. Definitely live shows. We've got plenty of live stuff that we've got to, just a matter of getting the money to kind of, you know, mix it and get it up to standard and, you know, get it pressed and everything. Steve James, our producer, must have plenty of that stuff. And we're about to, next year will be the 30th anniversary of the release of All For One. So we're re-recording that. And it's a good idea. It's a good idea to have some outtakes and some demos. That's a good idea. Thanks for that.
Look, I'm a fan of the expanded edition. I love it. I love every band.
Yeah, I love it too. I reckon it's some of the best work. So what about the songs you hear? You go, why didn't that even make it on the record? What are you talking about?
Exactly.
You know? Yeah, so I love some of the more obscure stuff. One of my favourite Kiss albums is Music from the Elder. Just love it.
Yeah, well, I grew up on them like you did, so the Elder sort of has a pretty special place.
I remember when I first got it, my brother lent me $5.99 or something to get it, or $4.99, and mate, I don't reckon I've ever listened to it, well, I haven't had to listen to it from start to finish. It's unreal.
Yeah. But speaking of albums, you recorded a country solo album back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
What's the chances? What's the chances of another Dave Gleason solo album, be it whatever genre?
Well, I've actually I've been working on some songs with Steve Balbi for a solo album. Which I went in to record a follow up to that album in about 2003. Because it came out in 2002, and then the Jets started up in 2004, and then off we went again. So I've had a bunch of songs in the offing for a long time, and then I went and wrote about seven or eight with Steve Balbi recently, or in April or March, and more recently, while this COVID thing's been on, I've met a bloke called Gwyn Ashton, who's a guitar player of some note, bit of a bluesy. I've heard people refer to him as like a one man Led Zeppelin.
Nice.
He's got good fat rocking chunky bluesy riffs, and we've written about 15 songs together, and we've just started knocking them into shape. So that's another project. So I've been lucky to meet up with some people who really wanted to get some stuff together. So.
And when we get gigs back in full swing, Dave, is there one like venue where you go, I can't wait to get back into that place?
Oh, look, there's so many of them. there's up there, up in Brizzy, I'd have to say, what's that one we did recently, the Tivoli? That's just brilliant. Yeah. I absolutely love that joint. Where else is there? I've been doing gigs at the Gov, this streaming thing, but I'd like to do a real gig at the Gov with a full crowd and a full band in there. Where else is it? Oh, there's the one in Melbourne called the Hi-Fi Bar. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
I'm forgetting all the names of the joints that I've played out of time. But I can't wait to just get out and get on tour again. And I've had 6 months of not seeing mates and people that I know, kids, family and stuff all around the country, just because haven't been coming and going.
Yeah. We'll finish up with this. What's your best ISO advice you could give anyone?
The best ISO advice? Use your time wisely, I'd have to say. I think if anyone gets to the end of this when they've been, especially like musos and that, if you get there and think, I should have written some more songs, well, I've got yourself to blame for that. So, make sure you use the time. Don't just sit around wasting it.
Awesome, mate. I'll let you get back to your evening. Thanks so much for the chat.
Rock on. Thanks, Heath.